council meeting yesterday, and of course, yeah, when it comes to City Hall, there's always conversations that affects finances. Mayor Chad Baczynski joining me this Thursday morning, as he always does. However, I think you were on vacation last week. How'd that go, sir?
Yeah, it was good. I had some time with family a little bit, and yeah, it was nice.
Well, you need that, and I'm glad you're back. And let's dive right in it here on the docket yesterday. The Aquatic Center, I'll start there. It is the new price. It ballooned, of course, it was approved last night. It seems like everyone was on board to do just that, even though it's about $40 million more. Do you have any comment about that?
Yeah, nobody's looking to increase the cost of any of our projects, and this is a big one. And ultimately, delays and inflation and market price and that is being seen across the nation, frankly. So we're not immune to that. The best thing we can do is move quickly and move on to make sure that this doesn't escalate any further. So that was the decision yesterday.
All right. And you addressed the absence of City Manager Nikki Anderson yesterday. You fired her. All but one councillor agreed on the firing. Only Shannon Zakidniak voted against, concerned over the cost of severance again. But, Mayor, I got to ask, you and your council gave no reason. You all ran on transparency. Why can't you just tell us the reason for firing?
No, and that's fair. And I understand the desire for that transparency and the details. But, I can tell you that, council wanted to go a new direction in terms of city leadership. We felt it necessary to ensure alignment with this new council's direction. I mean, there's 9 out of 11 new councillors. And I want to reiterate, it was a dismissal without cause. So, for those different reasons, we have to be cautious, being a personnel matter as well, about what we can and can't share.
So you're not saying she was difficult to work with?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying I can't speak to any of that. All I can say is that you've seen how the decision was made yesterday, and we did make a decision to go a different direction.
All right. Are you counseled by legal to tell that they tell you say nothing? So you're concerned about severance. Would it make it worse if you said anything more? Are you ever counseled like that?
100%, absolutely. We because at the end of the day, one of my responsibilities is to make sure that we do not put the city in any tricky or risky position in any capacity. And so absolutely, I want to make sure that that's the case, to make sure that we protect the city, and that's our responsibility.
So we're going to be on the line, obviously, for severance, because there was a 5-year contract. Is that right to assume?
Yeah, for sure. And there will be severance in alignment with the contract. And those details will be made public once the details are exactly worked out.
One of the other outstanding issues is the fate of the police chief of police. What's the fate there, or when is he coming back?
Yeah, I don't have an update yet. Just to reiterate on that, the reason is because this is completely out of the Board of Police Commissioners' hands. This is handled entirely by the PCC, the Provincial Complaints Commission, I believe is the acronym. So it is an independent investigator that handles that entire investigation. As soon as they have an update or a decision, they come to us. We've been made very clear that they're not interested in giving specific timelines to have any pressures put on or anything like that. So we're at their whim. I'm hopeful that it won't take much longer. I think everybody deserves to have an answer so we can move forward.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, let's move on to the old construction complaint or two you get. You're used to hearing about it, I know, but TSN's Luke Wilson, who's been stirring the pot among CFL fans, recently visited the Queen City on game night. Clearly not a fan of Regina. Just let me share a little of what he shared on social media.
Regina's seen better days. I thought there was some sort of rivalry between Regina and Saskatoon. It's not even close. And the people of Regina are great. My goodness, this place is nuts. I got to take Saskatoon over Regina all day. If that makes me public enemy number one, and so be it, but I got to be honest. Saskatoon's a great place. I've never seen anything like Regina, man. This is downtown, looks like. I don't even know.
He shared visuals, too, of how crazy it is with construction around town. What would you tell Luke Wilson?
I've actually reached out in an official capacity to TSN to express my concerns on how Regina was portrayed after taking a very, very limited look and limited view on our great city. So it's in my view, it's extremely disappointing that someone of that level of influence and leveraging a city that hosts the best CFL team in the country, the best stadium in the country, would use that platform to knock down a great city that hosts that CFL team. So very disappointing.
You called TSN. Did you hear back from Luke after that or not?
I haven't heard anything yet.
About the construction, you're using extended hours on jobs. How late, how effective has it been?
Yeah, we're moving things on time. I think we're around 12-hour shifts typically, and we do have some extended days. So some days are some of those crews are working into the weekends as well. So things are going well. We're starting to see a few chunks opening up here. I know on Broad Street, that was down to one lane at 11th Avenue as you turn on there. That we have both lanes back open there. You can start to see the sidewalks are being poured. There appears to be in my driving past it that we're getting close to some asphalt. So we're moving quickly. Things are happening. We're starting to see some things come to completion on those projects.
Regina.ca/construction map might be helpful to our listeners. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah. Do I have time for the Mayor go round? Yeah, I got to ask you, the Queen City X. Let's go a couple of quick questions here. Pretend you're a Cardi. If you were a Cardi, could you do something like this?
We just want to go faster.
Come on. You want to go faster, Mayor, or not? You're a Cardi now. Go.
Do you want to go faster?
You'd be a lousy Cardi.
I would be a lousy Cardi. Those are professionals. These guys do this every day.
What's the one ride that you would like to ride with the rest of your city council?
Oh man, back in the day, the Fireball was one of my favorites. So one of the swinging ones. I think I saw some guys on that. There's a pretty good swinging ride I saw out there. So that's probably the one I'd go on. I think it fits everybody too.
One last question. The best thing about the X is blank.
Community. I think it brings so many people together with food and music and all the things that I think Regina loves to get together and celebrate.
Mayor Chad Bushinsky, I hope you enjoy your long weekend at the Queen City X, and thanks so much for taking all my questions again today.
100%. Thanks, Greg.
That's Kit Mitchell. He'll close the fair Sunday night and then the fireworks. It's Greg Morgan here now with Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom, giving you a heads up on your morning commute, a crash you need to be aware of.
Yes, our Abby Zivarink is at the scene right now. She'll tell us more coming up at 7, but that crash is at 6th Avenue North in Lorne. So all traffic in all directions around there closed. Images there. The car it looks like a single car crash, badly damaged. It's laying up on its side against a pole. Part of the pole is underneath the car. There's debris on the road. The car has no roof. We're not clear if that was a convertible to begin with or if it was torn off. Police aren't saying if anyone was hurt or killed yet, but they're asking people not to take pictures.
Police have been pretty active. I know if you work downtown, perhaps you were maybe even shopping in the Cornwall Center or you work nearby. I know my partner works next door at Sastel and said there were officers with rifles. What was going on at the Cornwall Center yesterday?
Yeah, they were called to a report of a suspicious person, and we saw people leaving the mall and officers going in heavily armed with rifles going through the mall. And police aren't really saying much more than that, only saying that there was no arrest and no one was hurt.
So kind of like a false alarm.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Hopefully we get a few further details as a lot of people, were wondering what all the commotion was about yesterday, too, in that area. And the Queen City X, our Jillian Massey, hopped on the zipper yesterday. And boy, I know you're going to play a little of that here in a minute or two, but that's not for me anymore. Used to be much younger.
It's been a while since I've been on it, too. I like it. But yeah, I don't know. It's been a while.
Who's playing at the X tonight here?
It is the Recklaws. They're in town tonight. And Thursday night.
Do you think Jamie Nye is going to be front row center?
Oh, I think you might hear it a couple times in the green zone, maybe.
I want to see Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, and Jamie Nye front row singing Long Live the Night.
And we're trying to get Locker in on this, too.
And Locker, yeah, sure. Yeah, it would be great. I think that would be a great video, boys. So you better all show up tonight. Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom. I'm going to stay with the X after the 7 o'clock news here with Shep because you've got to see his pictures too. He is on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page right now. He's a strong man. His name is James Jeffers. This guy consumes like 7,500 calories a day in order to keep up with his strength and you got to see what he does. You got to experience what it's like being his size more than. It's going to be fun. I'll be joined by James in just a moment after the 7 o'clock news. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Hey, heads up on your morning commute. Police on the scene of a crash, 6th Avenue North and Smith. Traffic shut down in all directions. Asking everyone to avoid the area between Albert and Cornwall Street and find an alternate route on your morning commute. As you grab yourself the morning coffee, maybe in a go cup to head outside. A little hazy, but it's going to be another nice day. Great for the X into day two. Opens again at noon. And part of what you can see beside all the food and the rides are some of the extra curricular activities that they have planned for you to take up a full day if you're going to the X all day long. And the strongman competition is one. My next guest is a strongman. James Jeffers works for a living as an industrial mechanic, but would also accept professional strongman as well because that's what he lives for, competing in competitions like the one you're going to find at the X. James with me now. Is professional strongman on your business card too, James?
You betcha. Yeah, I came professional strongman in 2021. And I won the amateur national championships.
Wow. Being a strongman, it's more than a competition. It's a sport, right?
It is. It's definitely growing. It's very hard to get into the top level, like the world's strongest man level. But that's where I'm aiming to get to. Some of those guys do make a full-time living at it. I'm just an open competitor. So for me, I'm going against guys that are well over 400 pounds. So there's no weight limit for the ones that I do.
And what's your stats?
Right now, I'm 6'4" tall and weighing in at 360 pounds.
Is that where you want to be or do you need a little more mass?
Sometimes it comes down to the events. They have an old saying that mass moves mass. And when you're pulling a 30,000-pound truck, the extra body weight definitely does help.
James Jeffers, professional strongman, competing this weekend at the Queen City X. I'll get to that in a moment. But what is a competition like?
So for this competition, Saskatchewan Strongest Man is going to be 6 events. It ranges from pulling a vehicle with nothing but your hands and rope to pressing logs overhead up to 320 pounds. We're holding a car as a deadlift on a frame, and that's just as long as you can hold on to it. And that one's very taxing on the body because it doesn't just test your physical strength, but your mental strength on how badly do you want it, how deep can you dig. Another event is a very popular with the crowd is the keg toss, throwing from 30 to 52 pounds over a 15-foot bar. That one's always a crowd favorite for sure. And then the most iconic strongman event, we're finishing with the Atlas Stone. So when people ask, oh, you're a strongman, you lift those big concrete balls. Yep, that's what I do, and that's the best way to end the competition.
James, are the strongest really the best athletes as well?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it comes down to who can score the most points, and sometimes being strategic is more important than being strong, so you have to know how to play the game. Sometimes you'll let other competitors push for another rep or push themselves a little harder on a truck pull because that means that you get to save a bit of energy and conserve it for the next one, so as much as it is a physical sport, it's definitely a mental sport as well.
Professional strongman James Jeffers is my guest. Do you have a personal best, James?
Yeah, my favorite lift is the deadlift. Last year I pulled 905 pounds, so that is the heaviest deadlift to come out of Saskatchewan, one of the heaviest deadlifts to come out of Western Canada. There's nothing more proud than to say that you have lifted the most weight from the ground, from point A to point B.
Wow. What's heavier, that sort of deadlift or pressure to say no to dessert when you go out for supper?
You never say, there's always room for dessert.
Oh, okay. You're going to eat 7,500 calories a day up to this competition this weekend?
Yeah, you betcha. I have to maintain that body weight. Like I said, mass moves mass, and it's a full-time job just eating that much.
Wow. Are professional strongmen misunderstood at all?
Yeah, we do kind of get the typical stereotype of just being big meatheads and big unfriendly giants, but really we're some of the most happy people. We love competing, we love putting on a show for the crowd. Yeah, we do kind of get labeled as giants or sometimes as freaks, but we're really chill guys, really, at the end of the day.
You don't have anger issues. Like when you lose your keys, you're not the type who goes looking for your keys. You lift the whole car and shake until they fall out. You're not that angry.
Although I probably could. No, I save that anger and that I channel that towards the competition, towards each event. And you have to be able to flip that switch on and off because if you're wired up the whole time and ready to go, you're kind of burning yourself out. As an athlete, you have to be sure you can flip that switch off and rest in between the events. When that whistle blows, you have to flip that switch and then it's game time.
Professional strongman James Jeffers. Okay, so Sunday you're competing.
I do believe during the whole week, there's going to be strongman demos, some men, some women, some lifts, maybe some grip feats of strength. And then, yeah, we're competing on the 3rd. So, yeah, hopefully we get a lot of eyes on the competition. It's always a great time to showcase the strength athletes we have in Saskatchewan. So I'm very, very excited to come back to the Queen City X this year.
Well, James, I'm going to pour myself another coffee. You're probably going to pour yourself about 12 raw eggs in a glass and drink it this morning. I wish you well this weekend.
Yeah, I'm off to hit a protein shake and my meal. So till then, I will see you guys at the Queen City X.
Love it, James. Thank you. James Jeffers, appreciate it.
See you soon.
All right, let's touch base with Evan Bray, star of the Evan Bray Show at 8:30. You were busy last night at Government House as some King's Coronation medals were being handed out, and you met a gentleman who I think is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, for sure. So retired Sergeant John Curry received one of the King's Coronation medals last night. He spent many years serving our country as part of the Canadian Armed Forces, 1954 to 1976. So he's in his 90s, well decorated. He's got all kinds of medals on his chest. But the thing about him, his father served in World War I. His 7 siblings served in World War II.
No way.
And then he himself, of course. So the Curry family has a rich history with military service. But I went over to chat with him, and he said, I'm glad you came to say hi. You and Greg Morgan need to come to my house. I want to tell you my story. I want to show you some pictures.
If he's serving tea and showing us pictures, I'm in. What do you think?
Well, I said, absolutely. I'm going to get Greg. He listens to us in the morning. And so I said, I'm going to get Greg. We'll find an afternoon and we'll go over there.
Mr. Because John Curry.
I would love to sit down.
Let's take him up on that,
listen,
John.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And that's a very cool evening you had right there. Let's have a look now at what's going on in some of the headlines. Are you surprised that there's not a little more transparency in the firing of Nikki Anderson, our city manager, the mayor coming up again here after the 7:30 news? I spoke to him earlier. I'm really not coming out with any reasons, and yet citizens kind of deserve it, don't they?
Well, I do. I agree. It's on the backs of the citizens that this happens. If you do a firing without cause, of course, then you have to pay them out. And a high-profile, high-paid position like city manager, there's going to be a fairly hefty price tag to it. So I, too, have a member of city council on my program today, Councillor Clark Bezo.
He'll give you some transparency.
Well, we'll see. He voted against the pool decision that happened yesterday at council as well. Remember, he wanted to put a roof over Wascana Pool.
Don't get me started.
I
don't know Clark at all. He's probably a great gentleman, but that one just made me like, what?
Well, Clark, he is a great guy, but he had his reasons for doing it, and he sometimes, I think, is kind of playing the part of the outlier on this council. It seems like many times if there's a vote and one votes against it,
he and Dan Rasevich were against
it. Yeah, it tends to be Clark Bezo. So he's worried about city finances, and I think he's thinking this is too much money.
Well, and some other councillors just said, look, the decision has been and was made. It's time to move on, and I think that's why the others said, look.
Fair enough. But, I'm going to stick up for Clark's point a little bit. It's now added another $40 million.
So I do not want to diss Clark, and I am not. I bet he's a great guy. Maybe I'll meet him here this morning.
Yeah,
it's a wacky idea putting a roof over Wascana Pool.
I think he was just trying to illustrate there's other options. But I guess we'll get to the bottom of that. I'm going to ask him about the city manager position as well.
Okay, sounds good. Do we have time here? Sure. I really wanted to read what Trump said on Truth Social. Canada has just announced that it is backing statehood of Palestine. That will make it very hard for us to make a trade deal with them. Oh, Canada, he said at the end. It's O without an H, by the way. Trump, I'm just telling you. Was that a lousy move yesterday for Carney to announce it ahead of tomorrow's big deadline?
I know. I mean, it's all a timing thing, and you'd like to think there was some strategy behind it, but I don't know. I mean, there's not a chance in hell that they are going to meet the demands that the Canadian government is putting on them for the Canadian government to recognize a statehood. There's no way Palestine is going to be able to say, we're going to run an election, but Hamas, you can't be involved.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going
and
to happen.
And that's what Carney was saying. That,
right.
You
those
know,
those
if
are
they
the conditions.
That, yeah.
That's right. And I mean, he's joining with other countries. You know, the European Union has come out with that. France, of course. So I don't know where that is going to land. There's pros and cons to it. I think it's a foregone conclusion that aid needs to get into Gaza right now. Israel isn't doing itself any favors. Even the people that are strong supporters of Israel, and I am one of them, you see the need for Gaza to get aid.
You see the footage of those kids.
Trump has acknowledged the
need. He did earlier in the week. He said, visually, you can't deny it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's part of the motivation behind this.
Evan Bray. Well, always a treat to have you stop on
by. Here. We're going to see John Curry.
Yeah.
Right?
John, pour, make some tea. We're coming to visit you, buddy. It's 728.